we will see a short video clip of Srila Prabhupada going to the deity greetings in the Los Angeles temple, and then there is a kirtan and a short lecture. It will take about 5 to 7 minutes.
child is changing his body to baby, the baby is changing his body to boy, and the boy is changing his body to youth, then in this way you are changing body. Then you have an experience. You had a child's body, you remember. Or you had a boy's body, you remember. But the body is no longer existing. But you are existing. Therefore, the conclusion is that when this body will be no more fit for existing, we shall have to accept us. This is called tathāgrihāntamattvāti. So we have to change. That is nature's law. The soul is immortal. Najāyate nāmriyate vātadāshī mahannate hanyamāne sarīye. The soul is not finished. Simply a particular type of body is infinite. No. The people do not know it. And because they are simply engaged in sinful activity, their brain has become so dull that they cannot understand the simple truth that as you are changing body in this life, therefore you change this body to another person. This is very simple truth. But at the advanced
prepare the second one. Oops. Sorry. Can you sit here, please? I believe in this sequence of videos we have captured the essence of Srila Prabhupada's movement. It's education. He sat on the Vyasasan and gave us a class, much like a university class, only that he is much, much more realized than any professor in what he spoke about. And Srila Prabhupada led us in worshipping the deities by bowing down. In Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada spoke about these two aspects of his movement. The temple means spiritual education and shelter. People should come and learn what is spiritual life, what is God, and what is their relationship with God. When you look in Prabhupada's lectures about what he considers to be the essence of the Krishna consciousness movement, he is very clear that he wants to educate people. Let us see how Prabhupada's intentions are fulfilled. He started in 1966 in America, and he soon saw who was his audience. They were mostly young people who looked for two things: an alternative lifestyle. And some of these people were ready to give a full commitment to spiritual development. You must know, at that time, America was engulfed in a war which did not make any sense. The Vietnam War, and it was very cruel. You would see, even in Germany, on the TV often, you know, these napalm bombs which burn people alive, and American officers shooting poor farmers who lived in Vietnam. And the young people were totally in revolution against this. And they thought, this is the time from which I come, a society which can engage in such a horrible war is, in their words, crazy, or in better words, they must have a wrong value system. So they were very interested to break away from society and live an alternative lifestyle. Very interested. If you would go at that time to any university, people were not studying. You would maybe find one or two students who were interested in the subjects. Most of the people were interested, make peace, not war. Revolution. In my school, I was in one of the, you know, the schools for the upper society in Hamburg. We would not be so interested in learning. Our interest was because we also were connected with the culture, the rebellious culture. To have rooms in the, to first of all decide ourselves what we would like to be taught in, mostly political science, Marx and so on. And we were demonstrating that we wanted a room for free sexuality, because we felt that's alternative to the society in the school. Hare Krishna. I didn't do it. Hare Krishna. I just want to give you a picture what was the time at that time. And people, some of the people were ready to for a full spiritual commitment. I would really request Irena to give us the word for commitment. Yes, they would really give everything in it. Prabhupada spoke to these people. He brought them from the protest march, from the places in the parks where they would hang out, from the psychedelic culture, from the music culture, right into alternative, which was also an alternative to the hippie style of life. And he said, you can go back to the kingdom of God if you give your full commitment. If you look now at society, society has changed. If you go into the university, there are actually students in the universities who study. Amazing. When you ask people what is in their interest, nowadays, according to these polls, you know, they want to have a security in their life. Means a financial security, a place to live, because times are so uncertain. I could say I don't care for anything because there was my millionaire father behind me. But nowadays everything is shaky and wavy and uncertain, and people really look for some type of security. So they are also no longer so interested in a full commitment of spiritual life, to spiritual life. Even the Hare Krishna movement, the members have mostly married, and they have to take care of their children and so on and so forth. They are not young celibate men and women who say, Sankirtan, I do it. Kirtan, I do it. Get up at 3 o'clock, I do it. You know, and so on. They have other concerns, and I would define those concerns by saying a lesser number of people are interested in a missionary life which demands 100% commitment and surrender, but a very, very great number wants to see how can this movement help me to live a better and fulfilled life. Prabhuji's, Mataji's, this is the times there which have changed. People want to know what has ISKCON to offer to help them in their life. That's why spiritual movements who address this question are very, very, very successful. I want to give you one example. I met this leader, Ravi Shankar. It's not a sitar player. I met him in Puri with the king of Puri together. And he has done some austerities as a yogi. He was a disciple of Maharishi and the Transcendental Meditational Movement. And he has developed a simple set of pranayamas and exercises which I have done already, you know, 20 years before he came up on the spiritual market, and which I'm also doing in part. And when you do them, you feel good. There are many people who are his followers. Or here in Croatia, I was invited to a peace conference by one Maheshwarananda, Yoga for Daily Life. He has a simple yoga program which you can read in any yoga book, and it helps. Yoga helps. Those who do yoga know it. It just pacifies the mind, and it helps the body, and then you are able to interact with society in a nice way. And I was very, very surprised. Goran was also there. At the best place in Zagreb, he put a stone, Yoga for Daily Life, and a nice tree. Remember when we put the earth inside? Because he has something which fulfills a need which is there in society. How can spiritual life or spiritual knowledge help me in my daily life to live just a better life and not be so miserable? Now you will be very, very interested. When Srila Prabhupada left this world, shortly before he left the world, he started to make statements to us saying, half of my work is done. I have not done everything I wanted to do. He made statements that he very often, where he took up what he wrote in the beginning of ISKCON's foundation. He wrote down two objectives. We want to educate the greater human society in the techniques of spiritual life. Isn't that exactly what these other movements do? The techniques of spiritual life. How can you live a spiritual life today? As a basis for a balance of psychological and biological development. In simple words, we wish to give spiritual techniques so that people can be good in their mind, psychology, happy, creative, inspired, and biological life, that they are not so fat, that they are healthy, that they don't have to go to the hospital all the time, and so on and so forth. This is what he wanted. And this is the half of the Hare Krishna movement, which I feel waits for dedicated servants to be fulfilled. I believe if we only have the same approach, that is a totally spiritual approach which requires a 100% commitment. As Prabhupada, I said, like it would sound like this: you have to become mad for Krishna. This is the old approach. Mad? People would just, thank you. If there is even a pinch of material desires. Now, what is a pinch, Irena? Yeah, trochisa, a very small quantity. You have to be born again. Venu Gopal, no pinch of material desire, please. Otherwise, no chance in this movement. If you come with this offer, who will say, this is something for me? Which Hare Krishna will say, this is something for me? I would say, Radhanath Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, our leaders, you know. Others will say, my family, how do I find a good marriage partner? My mind, you know. This is what people need. I'm not saying, and I want to say this again very strong, that we should not do Harinam. We should not distribute books. These things are absolutely necessary. It must go on to supply a spiritual basis. They are absolutely necessary, that the pure message and the goal of human life is very clear. Because if you don't have a goal, where will you go and how will you go there? We need this goal. We need our traditional approach very, very much. And I think my clothes shows it. I will always remain a traditionalist because I took the sacred vows of sannyas. I will preach to you, you have to become mad for Krishna. I will say things like, is your heart empty or is it full? Is there Krishna God in it or so on? I feel we need this. This is the ultimate goal of life and this is my choice in my life to be on this area. But what I will do is, I will inspire those who have the capabilities, those who are intelligent, those who can talk to politicians, those who are interested in astrology and art and so on, to present Krishna consciousness on these levels to the people, so that they become more attracted. And the second thing which I want to do is, I want to build something like, which I call a university for spiritual life. It's a place where people can go and learn about various subjects. If you want, later I can tell you a little bit about my plans. It's not now the time. It's because of this that I go to Berlin in Germany. I go to the Veda Academy, where we have an offer of a huge amount of money to realize a spiritual university. This is my goal with courses in subjects like living in balance, that is Ayurveda and yoga, living for a dharma, for a purpose in life, courses in meditation, and many things, how to awaken your creativity in contact with the super soul, how to have improved relationships, something like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj has done with his IFAST Institute, something which Matsya Avatar does in Italy, and which there is a college in America which does it, where people can fulfill their needs. I'm almost over. I do not want to take much of your time, because I feel we have something much more important. I would like you to see how we can do the other 50% which is still left. How we can, in other words, fulfill the needs of the of the devotees and of the people in general. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very clearly identifies these needs as physical needs, emotional needs, social needs, and spiritual needs. Prabhupada has spoken about this in a social structure which he has adopted from India. It's called the what? You know everything. Vanashram Dharma. Mm-hmm. He wanted that we make universities. I remember he wanted in these Vedic colleges even martial arts to be learned. I was thinking, oops, do I have to learn this? For those who are Kshatriya minded, it's physical. It's the physical development. Huh? I think we should go in this direction. We should think about this, and you will see many, many devotees will many people will become attracted to our Vedic culture, and many devotees will come back. I want to play now one little educational movie for you. See, when I became so sick, I needed to become well, and I took a symbol of my own well-being. The little butterfly. On my altar there's always a butterfly, because it gives a powerful message, a message which I would like to give to this meeting, the message of transformation. The butterfly was once a caterpillar walking on the ground, not very successful with his perspectives in life. But he underwent a necessary process of transformation to become this. A bride of the spring, you could say. I feel as individuals we need to make this transformation from a poor conditioned soul which is governed by his material desires and his fears and his insecurities to a happy, free child of eternity. But also as a movement, we need to come to a very positive understanding. After this movie, I will ask Goran with a thought-provoking presentation to address you. But I want to put into room when we should not think in these meetings, about so much only about our mistakes and what is not right and what is not wrong. We should think about our vision. If the caterpillar, how do we call the caterpillar? Kusyanitsa. Yeah, the Kusyanitsa. If the Kusyanitsa doesn't think of the butterfly, he will never become a butterfly. He will stay a Kusyanitsa or whatever the animal is. So we want to think today creatively about our future. You will see one Kusyanitsa now, who had a lot of trouble and misery in his life. And when he came to his ideal situation, when he found some little shelter, he only thought about his old troubles. He didn't think about a glorious future and didn't make arrangements for a glorious future. And you can see what is his destiny. My dear devotees, this is a time to live your dreams. To first of all awaken your dreams. What do you want in your life? How does ISKCON, the ideal ISKCON of your life, look like? It's not so much necessary to only think, oh, this is not all right, and that is not right, and this glupost, and this person, and so on. This was the mistake of the Kusyanicha or whatever. Please say that I have to learn some
Kusyanica.
Yes, Kusyanica. So please let us look. It's a humorous and only 5 minutes or whatever. The mistake of this caterpillar was he didn't have a positive alternative to his life, and therefore he did not end in the very, very best way. We will not talk so much about mistakes of ISKCON. There have been many, many meetings. We want to hear creative solutions, outlooks to the life. But before we do, or while we do this, we will have also an eye how to improve our performance.